Now, later this week, just in case this slipped by you unnoticed, the price of a first-class stamp will rise from 28 pence to 30 pence. And on this show last week, the local area manager for Royal Mail, Nick Edwards, defended that rise, as you'd probably expect. But let's stretch the boundaries somewhat, just a little bit, slightly outside of Nick's purview. You're sending something abroad. How much does it cost to send the letter there? Does it depend where you're sending it to? Realistically, when would you expect it to arrive there? A week, a month, a year later? Let's hear your experiences. You can text, call or email. Email is mp@bbc.co.uk. Surely that is one of the big threats to the Standard Mail. One of the reasons we're talking about this today is because there's now a new way of sending letters abroad through your computer. What? Isn't that email? No. Apparently it's called L-Mail. Peter Harris is the managing director of L-Mail, and he joins us now here on BBC Radio Cumbria, live from his desktop, where I think it's 9:42 in the evening in Australia. Hello, Peter.
Hi there. Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks. It's a bit confusing, this morning-evening stuff, but bear with us. Yeah. Tell us about L-Mail, then. What's all this about?
Right. Well, basically, L-Mail is something that was born a little bit out of necessity for myself, in that I do spend a bit of time working overseas, and it was a case of sometimes not knowing where the local post office box literally is to post physical letters. And also, not everybody has the convenience of email, despite belief to the contrary. So that L-Mail is basically a solution to both of those problems, in that you can, as long as you've got internet access, you can go to the L-Mail website, type your letter through a web browser, and then you can select currently one of 17 locations around the world for the letter to be printed and posted from. So the main advantages are you don't need to worry about buying the stamps, you don't need to worry about queuing up at the post office, you don't need to worry about the trip to the post box. You literally type a letter online and then have the benefit of somebody else placing it in the post for you at a local level. And also one of the other main advantages, particularly with the rise in postage costs later this week, is it can be cheaper, particularly for overseas correspondents.
What is a typical... I was talking to Val, my colleague, earlier on. She's got an auntie in New Zealand. Is that an area you're going to cover? I would have thought so.
It is. We've actually got a location in New Zealand who will print and post the letters direct. I believe it's Wellington in New Zealand.
Right.
Unfortunately, I haven't got the New Zealand price off the top of my head, but just by way of a comparison,
yeah.
If you was to send an airmail letter from the UK to Australia, or indeed New Zealand for that matter, the cost by Royal Mail is currently 68 pence.
Okay.
If you was to send a letter by L-Mail to Australia, the current price is 32 pence. And whilst that's quite a remarkable saving on the cost of the postage alone, the thing that you have to bear in mind with L-Mail, the price actually includes three pages of paper, the envelope and the postage. So when you take all of that into comparison, it's quite a remarkable saving. Really.
And you're getting it there the next day or very close to that, is that right?
Very, very close to it. I mean, with regards to the time differences, I think that confuses everybody. But
it could arrive before you've written it.
Well, in some instances, I'm sure that's actually possible, but I haven't got my head around that one.
Mm.
But yes, I mean, with regards to the time differences, it is a case that our printing posting partners around the world, they print the letters within 24 hours of receipt.
Right.
So it then goes in the local mail. And if you bear in mind, the Royal Mail quota an average delivery time to Australia of 4 days, we could possibly cut that in half. It's good on that.
Well, I mean,
front as well.
It does sound reasonably appealing in terms of the time and the pricing sort of bracket. And I'd imagine that, have you rattled a few cages at Royal Mail and international services in setting this up?
To be honest, at the moment, we're talking to a number of postal organisations around the world, and we're fortunate in the ones that we've been able to create the dialogue with, they're actually viewing it quite positively, mm-hmm. and we're working alongside them. So, for example, in Austria, there's a company called Redmail, mm-hmm. and we're working alongside them, and they sort of see this as another string to their bow. So we're hopeful that other postal operators will think likewise.
Now, if I've got, say, the photograph of the dog with her new litter, which I would normally enclose, of course, inside my letter to Auntie Barbie. Can I do that as well?
It's basically the answer to that is on the cards. At the moment, an L-mail letter can include text, and you can format the text pretty much the same as if it was a Word document or a document that you're modifying on your PC. At the moment, we haven't got the facility to incorporate pictures, but we're getting a lot of requests for that, and people are very keen to be able to send colour photographs that they've perhaps taken with their mobile phone and this sort of thing with their correspondence. And it's not going to be that far down the road before we add that functionality into the system.
Again, people will come back to this question, and I think you have the answer readily to hand. I mean, if you can do all this, why not bother just sending an email instead? Because you can attach all this kind of things. But yep. It's the fact that the other user might not have a computer. Is that the sort of the beauty of L-mail?
It is. I mean, one of the reasons that L-mail came into existence was I have a number of people that I correspond with on a regular basis, and they don't have email. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, they perhaps share email accounts because there might just be one computer in the household.
Yes.
Whereas an L-mail enables you to produce a physical letter with the convenience of email, but the fact is it will get to the recipient, and in actual fact it can be more personal and more private than an email.
The thing is, I mean, the people that are doing this take the Australian example, because that's where you are. Is this somebody who's, how do you find the people to do this, to print these things off and then stick them in the post? Are they retired people? Is it your mate down the road that you met in the pub? I mean, what kind of person? Are they trustworthy, Peter?
Yes. That question was very important to me when we first set up the L-mail system. And the approach that we've taken with L-mail is considering security from start to finish of the letter writing process. So in addition to the actual system encrypting letters, so when you type your letter into the computer, that's all encrypted. The people at the end of the day putting the letters into the post box, there's several things. They've got a significant volume of letters, so they're not going to be sat there reading through letters because they just haven't got the time to do so. But the other thing is we've actually chosen our partners wisely in terms of typically it's businesses that specialise in mail-type services. So it's something that they do day in, day out, and they have the infrastructure in place to take care of the confidentiality side of things. Also, all of our partners have confidentiality agreements in place so that they literally are legally obliged to talk about
so correspondence. Your correspondence is secure insofar as the transmission's concerned. There's nothing to stop your guys in Australia, though, reading this letter and having a good laugh at our expense, is there really, I suppose?
Physically not. The comparison that I think I would make with this is compared to an email. An email's not encrypted at all, and in theory, every point where it crosses the internet, it could actually be intercepted by the ISPs that it passes through. So the thing with, I believe, with regards to an L-mail, it's actually in some respects more secure and more confidential in potential than compared to, say, email.
I'm surprised. The simplicity of this idea is one of its beauties, in a sense, and I do wonder that somebody hasn't done this before, because in theory, with a mate in Australia, I could do something of a similar sort of nature, couldn't I?
You could. I mean, with regards to creating the type of solution, it could be mirrored. We've actually had this in development. It's actually taken us around about 2 years of development time to produce it. So while it sounds simplistic and I'd like to think when you go to our system and actually use the system, it's simplistic. One of the things behind some simplistic things is there's a lot of complicated stuff going on in the background. And I think that's really the message with Elmail. Yeah. There's a lot of hard work gone into making it easy to use, making it simple, making it secure and encrypting everything, all of these components, adding things like address books so that you only have to put your names and addresses into the system once. So, you know,
There's a lot behind it, certainly. I've got a... One of the former producers of this programme has now skipped and gone to Australia, because that's where she was from. So I might actually test the system and see how it works. And if you fail me miserably, I'll be on the phone to tell you.
Please do. Or alternatively, you can send me an Elmail.
I'll send you an Elmail, that's right. Peter, nice to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time. Have a nice evening, what's left of it.
Thank you very much. You have a good day.
That's Peter Harris, the Managing Director of Elmail. If you want to know more, then you can have a look at the website and see whether it's for you or not. It may not be. It's www.l-mail.com. And we'll have a go. It's Rachel. Remember Rachel, who used to produce the programme? She was much better looking than Steve. and you as well. So we'll test it and see how long it takes. I might not get it done today because I'm just awfully busy. We'll see, though.